Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers from the Wayback Machine. Jerry with a G, if you're looking that up. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're spinning some platters, rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, Chief Home Officer, award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based, and one of the guys. Well, he is the guy who operates the Worm Cam for us out here on Main Street and has been doing that now for almost 19 years. Jeffrey, thanks again for hanging out with us. What else we got going on today?
Well, I got to tell you. When I got a call from your producer looking to set up a show, because we come on every couple of weeks and she's on it, and she emails me and says, are we good for 2 weeks out on such and so date? I looked at such and so date in my calendar, and I had a reminder there that told me something was going on the day before I was supposed to be on her show. It actually probably is her show because she produces the whole thing. You're just talented.
Does this story have an ending?
No, it does not. We have to go off there at 7:29. We'll have an ending at that point, well, Eastern at least. So, but anyway.
What are you getting to?
I looked at my calendar, and I saw it was a birthday today. And I said, you know what? Can we move it ahead one day?
My birthday?
So I can say on air, happy birthday to my buddy Jim. And so she said, of course. And so happy birthday to my buddy Jim.
Well, thanks.
Isn't that special?
That's thanks.
And then you say, bless his heart.
Bless his heart, we all know what that means, what that really means.
We all know what that means.
But the real message
from this, aside from saying happy birthday to my buddy Jim, is how, you know, you're a friend and an ally who I've worked with and been on your show for the better part of 19 or so years.
And all that
and
goes both ways.
And I have that
ways.
In my calendar.
Yeah,
and I have your birthday in my calendar. And look, we're not so tight that I know your birthday.
Well, you did turn me down for a loan the other day, so you know
like that. But I know, but we're close, and it's something that reminds me. You know, when I see it, I want to celebrate it in any small way, even though we're 700 or so miles apart. You know, and be part of it. And I think that we need to take advantage of those opportunities with the folk who are important to us.
There we go.
Whether they're close or from
customers.
From, we're on air together every 2 weeks.
Think about customers. If you find it, thank you, Jeffrey, but let's quickly convert this over to something useful. I mean, if you got a customer and you find out when their birthday is, mark it down like Jeff did. If you got a customer and you find out when their anniversary is, maybe you were a little slow to the game this year, but you know what? Milestones come around every year. And so,
right.
Congratulate. I mean, there's nothing bad will come from congratulating or saying something about a milestone to a customer. Now, maybe you got to be careful with some people about birthdays. You kind of have to be a little bit careful about that. But you certainly don't want to bring in a cake with all those candles on them. One candle will do.
It's a fire hazard.
One candle will do. But seriously, if you've got, you know who does this best? The insurance industry are the best at this. Your agent, your insurance agent always knows when your birthday is. Always know when your anniversaries are. And
absolutely.
Now, my jeweler was good at this about anniversaries and birthdays, right? He would send me a note, but not my birthday, my wife's birthday. See,
absolutely.
He knew when her birthday
absolutely.
Was, so he was good about reminding me. So, no, seriously, Jeffrey, I make a big deal out of milestones here on the show, especially business anniversaries.
Yeah.
I
got to tell you, one thing that came to mind is, and the way you can maximize this, whether you use Outlook and you have notes for clients, in their contact, or you just put it on a calendar that you glance at, every Monday I look at the week ahead and I see what I have going on. Every day I look at the day ahead to see what I have mm-hmm. going on. But I was talking with a buddy years ago. And he just had details. It's almost like he'd been stalking before we stalked online. He's like, so how's Nicole doing in second grade?
And you didn't know the guy.
You know, but the But he was close enough. We were close enough for him to be able to say that, and it made me think, you have this all written down, because my memory ain't a steel trap to the extent his was in that way. And so you can jot notes about clients, milestones, you know, birthdays, you know, things that they're trying to do. You know, did you win that client we were talking about last time? You know, things like that. Just it doesn't have to delve in and seem like stalking. But just know the important details and write them down.
People,
they come back and you
people
said nothing can
remember.
Go wrong, right?
People are touched
birthday.
By that. Even the grizzled old pine knots like me are touched by stuff like that. And so these are all things. And you know what, Jeffrey? All the technology in the world is as important as that kind of humanity, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. We touch around the edges. We play around the periphery sometimes, but it all gets down to the relationships.
That's right.
And I had a client who had me on a project and was kind of onerous, the project. And then at the end of the project, she said, well, I have another one for you if you'll work with me. And I said, I don't care about the project. I said, you're a pleasure to work with. And so I said, I like people. I like working with people I like. And so she was sort of touched and, you know, sent back an emoticon or whatever, a happy face. But you know, that's the point.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Work is tertiary.
I don't do emoticons.
You know, it's the relationship.
I cut it off with emoticons. No smiley faces for me. Unless it's to one of my grandkids. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Good job. Let's do a bunch more. What do you think?
Absolutely. Happy birthday, my friend,
and
thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. You'll find Jeffrey Zabar there, and you'll thank me later. I got to take a quick break. And Jim Blessing again, 29 after 6 minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.